Northallerton pony spotted in Sainsbury's. Eagle-eyed shoppers spotted a four-legged bargain hunter in the aisles of Sainsbury's, but little did they know the pony is soon to be a global film star. There was a VIP, very important pony, in the Northallerton supermarket on Friday, March the 13th, when Hazel trotted her way into the High Street store. The three-year-old miniature guide horse, who was joined by owner Katie Smith, was there not to pick up some bits for tea, but instead to train for a glitzy red carpet film premiere. Hazel will be taking in the bright lights of the capital for the launch of IMAX's documentary Horsepower, which she starred in alongside therapy pony pal Digby, aged eight. The Northallerton duo are two of several horses from across the world to star in the feature, which is narrated by Academy Award nominee Josh Brolin. The documentary will shine a light on the work of emotional support ponies Hazel and Digby, the latter of whom is training to be a guide horse for the blind. Katie, who has run KL Pony Therapy from Northallerton Equestrian Centre since 2011, takes the pair to care homes, shops and universities to provide tactile, soothing and calming therapy, helping people with medical conditions such as depression, dementia and more. And it is some of this work that will be featured in Horsepower. Katie decided to take Hazel to Sainsbury's last week to get her used to the loud noises and new environments ahead of the premiere at the Science Museum in London. The 66-year-old said hopefully it will encourage the person she will be with to get them to be able to go out with confidence. But a quick trip to the shop with Hazel or her mentor Digby isn't abnormal for Katie, who said she even takes them into Cafe Nero to have coffee and a cake. Northallerton and the shops are very supportive and are behind what I am doing, Katie said. I have taken them into shops in Harrogate without any bother too. Filming for the feature took place across 6 days in North Yorkshire, something Katie said was a surreal experience. I think that the premiere, and when we have seen the film, that is when it will hit home that it's real, the Northallerton resident explained. The film company got in touch a couple of years ago. They contacted me after they saw the story about Digby being a therapy pony. They go into care homes, nursing homes, schools, shops, B&M. It's getting a very positive nod from people, which is fantastic. As the film is yet to be released, Katie, who is originally from Acklam, Middlesbrough, must keep some of the details tightly under wraps, but said she is really excited for the premiere. She continued, Hazel and Digby have got their outfits. They will be wearing red velvet lined with sheepskin and will even have red glittery back feet. I've never been to a premiere, and they certainly haven't. I am very excited and proud of what they have achieved.
Mayors back Richmond's Town of Culture bid. Richmond's bid to become the UK Town of Culture in 2028 has received backing from the mayors of both Richmond and Northallerton. Northallerton Town Council has formally offered its support to the team preparing the bid, saying it believed backing Richmond was the most constructive approach for the wider region. In a letter of support, the council said, following detailed discussion, it was resolved that the most constructive and strategic course of action would be to support Richmond's application, thereby strengthening the region's collective cultural offer. The mayors of the two towns recently met at Kipling Hall near Scorton, which lies roughly midway between Richmond and Northallerton. Councillor Carl Tate, Mayor of Richmond, welcomed the opportunity to thank Northallerton for its support. He said, "It's important that the two towns come together to support each other. The work that the bid team has put in so far has been phenomenal, and Northallerton's support will only increase our chances of winning." Mayor of Northallerton, Councillor Andrew Hugill, said a successful bid would benefit the wider area. If Richmond is successful, There'll be a lot of people coming to the area, with many coming by train to North Allerton, he said. We've got thriving cultural groups in our town as well, so feeding into the programme that gets developed for a full year will give us lots to do and lots of opportunity. Richmond's expression of interest must be submitted to the Department for Culture, Media and Sport by March the 27th. If the bid is shortlisted, the town will receive £60,000 to develop a full application. The eventual winner will be awarded £3 million to fund a year of cultural events in 2028, while two runner-up towns will each receive £250,000.
Darlington Libraries are celebrating Shakespeare Week with a lineup of creative activities. The national event, running from Monday, March the 23rd to Sunday, March the 29th, offers children the chance to explore Shakespeare's stories, characters and language through fun and engaging experiences. Councillor Libby McCollum, Darlington Borough Council's Cabinet Member for Local Services, said, "Shakespeare Week is a fantastic opportunity for local families to discover the joy of creative writing and gain an engaging introduction to the bard's life and works. It gives children the chance to explore Shakespeare from an early age, while the artwork competition and library activities provide an enjoyable and accessible way for young people to connect with some of our greatest stories." Darlington Libraries will showcase their collection of Shakespeare's books, plays and retellings. Children aged 4 to 11 are invited to take part in the Shakespeare Week 2026 play-inspired artwork competition, where they can create art based on any of Shakespeare's plays, such as The Tempest, Macbeth or A Midsummer Night's Dream. To help children get started, the library's Saturday session on March the 28th will offer a free art session from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Materials such as watercolours, pens and pencils will be provided for children to use in creating their entries. Adults can also get involved through Shakespeare's Globes National Script Writing Competition. The winning playwright will receive £15,000 and professional development support, including rehearsal drafts with Globe specialists and partner organisations Climate Spring and Fern Culture. Entrants will also gain exposure to leading theatre decision makers. Darlington Libraries is encouraging adults to enter and is offering information and support. Details can be found at the library in person or online at www.shakespearesglobe.com/jobs-and-opportunities/climate-playwriting-prize-2026. More information about events and library services is available at the Darlington Council website through the Darlington Library app or by following at Darlington Libraries on Facebook.
The rollout of new food waste recycling collections in Darlington has been delayed. Darlington Borough Council said the new scheme will no longer start on March the 31st after being let down by a supplier. A revised start date of June the 2nd has been agreed, when it is expected to have the required recycling wagons for the new process. Letters will be sent to households across the borough to notify residents of the change. Under the new proposals, every property will receive a small, sealable food waste caddy to be kept in the kitchen, a larger food waste bin for outside, and a roll of 52 biodegradable caddy liners. Residents will be asked to put food waste, such as peelings, leftovers, out-of-date items and tea bags, in the lined caddy and put it in the outside food waste bin. The food waste bin will be collected once a week along with the general recycling bin and green glass box. The delay will also impact the start of weekly recycling collections, which will be launched at the same time as food waste collections. General household waste will still be collected fortnightly. The changes will be introduced as part of mandatory government measures, which require all local councils to collect food waste weekly from all residential properties. Residents have been asked not to put their food waste bins out for collection until the new start date for the scheme and should continue to put food waste in their normal household bin. Libby McCollum, Cabinet Member for Resources, said, "We are sorry for any inconvenience this will cause, but please do not start using your new food waste caddy and bin until we get back in touch with the new start date. This is very frustrating for us, as we were ready to launch the new scheme and help residents recycle more, but the unexpected delay by the supplier is out of our control. Full details on the new recycling service, including frequently asked questions, can be found at www.darlington.gov.uk/food waste.
A major new solo exhibition by acclaimed artist and poet Robert Wagner has opened in County Durham. The Auckland Project in Bishop Auckland will host the exhibition at Auckland Palace, featuring more than 20 paintings spanning Wagner's career, along with sketches, studies and poems. The exhibition, Robert Wagner, The Seeds of Eternity, will run in the Bishop Trevor Gallery until December the 31st. Claire Barron, head of curatorial at the Auckland Project, said, "Robert Wagner's paintings are both timeless and startlingly immediate. In The Seeds of Eternity, we wanted to bring together works that reveal the development of his artistic vision, from intimate early studies to the monumental canvases that have defined his career. Wagner invites us to look again at landscapes and stories we think we know. It's a powerful and deeply resonant experience." The exhibition will include early works, such as Ash Wednesday, 1982, through to his later and larger canvases, offering a comprehensive look at Wagner's artistic journey. At its centre are two of Wagner's most renowned works, Menorah, 1993, and The Harvest is the End of the World, and The Reapers Are Angels, 1989. This will be the first time in more than 30 years that the two paintings have been shown together, and their first ever exhibition in Northern England. Described by Godfrey Barker in the Daily Telegraph as an English visionary of genius, Wagner is known for blending biblical imagery with contemporary settings. His paintings often place scriptural figures in modern landscapes or industrial environments, encouraging viewers to reflect on the mystical and divine in everyday life. Visitors will also see selections from his Out of the Whirlwind series, inspired by the Book of Job, and works exploring the story of Elijah, revealing his continued fascination with Old Testament themes. The exhibition will also feature the artist's poetry, including a sonnet written in response to "The Harvest is the End of the World and the Reapers Are Angels." Mr. Wagner, who studied English at Oxford before training at the Royal Academy School, lives and works in Oxfordshire.
A County Durham country estate has unveiled a new home and garden partnership. Raby Castle Park and Gardens is collaborating with Garden Trading, a lifestyle brand known for its contemporary country-inspired homeware. The partnership was launched earlier this month and will run through to late summer. Stephanie Goss, Retail Buying and Merchandising Manager at Raby Castle Park and Gardens, said, "This is a collaboration I've been aspiring towards for well over a year, and we are incredibly excited to be bringing this to Raby. I just know the overall ethos of garden trading is going to appeal to our visitors. The Garden Trading showroom features a carefully curated and personally hand-picked selection of the brand's wonderful products. It will be amazing to peruse these against the backdrop of our walled gardens, which are full of inspiration. We also have a dedicated team there, trained by Garden Trading during its time with us, who will be able to share helpful insight with our visitors, particularly those who are looking for some extra guidance for those bigger, more considered purchases. The collaboration brings a garden trading showroom to the castle's 18th century walled gardens housed in the conservatory. The display features indoor and outdoor furniture, tableware and accessories, including a selection of the brand's Spring and Summer 2026 collection. The space has been styled to showcase utility, dining and living rooms, leading out to bistro tables and other outdoor settings. Richard Bell, Managing Director of Garden Trading, said, "We are thrilled to be a part of the Raby Castle experience and have enjoyed pulling together a curated range we feel will resonate with their visitors. Even in such a prestigious heritage site, the conservatory space stands out as absolutely beautiful, perfectly complementing our range and aesthetic." Additional displays can be found in Raby's retail space, the Coach House, and visitors can also explore floral options from Periwinkle Barn, located in the nearby potting sheds. A launch event will take place on Thursday, March the 19th from 4 till 7 p.m, offering late-night shopping with the garden trading team on hand to introduce the collection and discuss the brand.
A dedicated Darlington NHS worker, known for brightening patients' days with her therapy dog, is taking on a new challenge to support mental health. Laura Newnham, a 27-year-old peer worker with Tees, Esk and Wear Valleys NHS Foundation Trust, TEWV, is preparing to complete the TEWV 10K run and the 24-mile Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge in support of the mental health charity Mind. Miss Newnham said, "I'm a bit out of practice with my running, but luckily I do a lot of walking with Bella. I was more of a sprinter at school and hated long distances, but now I find a good run really helps my mental health. It brings a sort of peace." Based in Darlington, Ms. Newnham is well known for visiting patients with her therapy dog, Bella. Her journey to becoming a peer practitioner at TEWV has been shaped by her own lived experience of mental health challenges. Her original goal of becoming a paramedic was disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, leaving her to juggle university, placements and three jobs while her mental health declined. By early 2022, her mental health had deteriorated to the point where she was referred to the TEWV crisis team, and she later ended up in intensive care. During her recovery, she spent time as an inpatient at a TEWV hospital, where she was diagnosed with ADHD and later autism. She credits a nurse consultant with helping to save her life during her stay. Bella, her family dog, became a source of comfort during this time, not only to Miss Newnham, but also to other patients. She said, "One of the girls absolutely adored her and suggested I register her as a therapy dog. That planted the seed in my head." Following her discharge in early 2023, Miss Newnham began rebuilding her life. She started running, completed the Couch to 5K program, and enrolled Bella in pet therapy training. She completed both the TEWV 5K and 10K runs last year, along with an 18-mile charity walk, and is preparing to take on the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge. Miss Newnham said, "Running gives me something to aim for."